Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us right now.
Here he is.
The star of the day, Brian Costello.
Brian Costello.
What's up, guys? Anything new? Anything new at the station?
Nothing going on.
At the station?
No. Nothing going on.
Nothing's going on.
Quiet week? Very quiet.
Just a lot of rumor and innuendo.
Now,
that will probably be fact-based.
Here's the good news, that Evan and I will now be doing 10 to 1 again. So that's the good news.
Like not, an old shoe. Put it back on. Right?
Not officially, but
yes. I think it's pretty official.
That's what I've been reading in the papers.
It's pretty damn official.
Don't believe everything you read in the paper, because I can't tell you how many times I've read everybody hates Mike. Yeah, really.
I really hate Mike. Give me grief about that. I'll go tell my boy Marshan not everybody hates Mike.
Well, it's just... You know, if you want to say something, ask people. Not that I would comment. I wouldn't, but, you know, I probably would say no thanks. But I don't know. When I see that, it bothers me. It's like, that's not true. How does anybody know what Joe thinks if he hasn't said anything, if no one asked him? How does anyone know what I think if no one's asked me? I know with the midday show so irrelevant, but come on. I just don't make assumptions. You know what happens when you make assumptions?
Yes.
You know what happens, bro.
Right. Yep.
You're an ass.
You become a Jet fan. Now...
Go ahead.
That's the assumption I made.
Speaking of misinformation, right?
All right. So how do you? Who knows? But how do you see this playing out tonight? What do you think?
Yeah, I would start with nobody knows anything.
Right. Exactly.
All guesswork right now. But if the tea leaves are correct that the Browns are going Baker Mayfield, which seems to be the hot rumor of the last 24-48 hours. I think Darnold's going to be there at 3 for the Jets. I think the Giants stick with Barkley or Chubb there at 2. And then, I think the Jets take Sam Darnold, which is pretty amazing because that's kind of where we started with this whole process last year. We were talking about Darnold being a Jet if they could get the number one pick. But now it looks like he might be there at 3. If this is all wrong and Darnold goes number one to the Browns, I think Baker Mayfield will end up on the Jets at number 3.
Well, what does their board look like? I mean, based on your first comments, okay, it's Darnold and Mayfield 1-2,
mm-hmm.
but how does the rest of that board look from what you've heard?
I mean, that's a great question. Mike McCagnan is not letting many people see that board, so I'm not sure, you know, what their board looks like. What I've heard, you know, I heard like about a month ago that there were people in the Jets that really loved Mayfield, that there was really a lot of momentum toward Mayfield. I started writing that then, kind of around the owners' meetings in Florida. I also heard there's other people that really like Rosen, so there's an argument for him too. And I think the assumption at the time kind of was that Darnold was going number one, and if not number one, number two, because there was a lot of reports out there that if the Giants were going to take one quarterback, it would be Sam Darnold. So I think the Jets were kind of operating under the assumption we're not going to get this guy. They didn't schedule a private workout with him or a visit with him like they had with others. They brought him in for a visit then at the last minute when I think they started to see this was going the other way and that Darnold might be there. So, you know, past that, I'm not sure. But, from people I talked to in the last week, there's a belief that Darnold will not get past the Jets if he's there. If it's Mayfield or Rosen, that could get interesting. But my instincts tell me it would be Mayfield from what I've heard. But I think there is a lot of support for Rosen, too, within the building.
All right, so if the Browns do take Mayfield 1, and let's say the Giants do shock everybody and take Darnold at 2, okay?
Yeah.
Then you think the Jets would take Rosen at 3,
I think Rosen, yeah. Yeah, I haven't heard much about Allen in a while with the Jets.
Right,
he was kind
okay.
of a hot name last fall with them, but it seems to have cooled off. I just haven't heard much about him lately.
Interesting. We are talking to Brian Costello. When they make the trade, and it feels like it was a million years ago, when they make that deal, do they make it thinking and saying, it doesn't matter who's there? We're taking one of the four quarterbacks. We're content with all the quarterbacks. We're good to go. Or do you think they made the deal at the time thinking, this is for Baker Mayfield? Because the idea of Baker Mayfield going number one overall, and we'll see if it happens. It may not happen. I don't know. The idea of him going number one overall, that was never a thought until what feels like 36 hours ago.
No, I don't think they had one quarterback in mind. I think the trade was about this. That week, they get rebuffed by Kirk Cousins, right? So they know, okay, now we're definitely taking a quarterback. Because if Cousins had said, I'm coming to the Jets, then they stay at number six and take Quentin Nelson or whoever's there, right? So Cousins rebuffs them. I think that heats up the talk. The Bills make this trade with Cincinnati to move up to 12, and now it's like, okay, here they come. They're trying to move up. So I think McCagnan looked at it and saw, you know, the Colts at number three were kind of the magic number right there because they had Andrew Luck. Let's try to get up there, try to beat the Bills to it because the Bills could be end up at number three. And then if the Bills had gone to three, then the Jets might be left with no quarterbacks at six. So I think that's what it was. I don't think they had a certain quarterback in mind. I think they kind of had three or four guys closely rated and said, okay, we'll sort this out over the next 6 weeks after we make the trade, but let's get there so that the Bills can make this trade with the Colts before us.
All right, let's I'm talking to Brian Costello on the Jets with the draft finally here tonight. Let's look at the later rounds. They don't have a second round pick. They have a pick in every round after that, except for every round after that they have
every
a
round
pick.
After that, yep.
What do you see them addressing after that, after the from three on?
Well, I thought there was an interesting comment from Todd Bowles when we were in Orlando last month. Somebody asked him, is this the most work you've ever done on quarterbacks before a draft? And he said, it's the most work I've ever done on an offensive line before a draft. And then he kind of quickly named some other positions because I think he realized he may have tipped something off there. But, you know, you guys know this offensive line is patchwork right now. They need to start finding some guys that could be here for a long time. Maybe Brandon Shell's here for a long time. The other guys are not long time Jets. So I think they need to address that. I think if they can find an edge rusher in the third round, I don't know if that's possible. They still need one of those. I mean, edge rushers seem to be the best ones seem to be in the first round only. So I'm not sure they could do that, but they need that. I mean, really, you can make an argument for every position except safety. And I wouldn't say they need an inside linebacker right now after signing Avery Williamson and they have Darren Lee still developing there. But every other position, you can make an argument for, I think. But to me, offensive line and defensive line, you know, with Muhammad gone, they haven't done anything there. They brought in a bunch of guys this week to work out. But I think those guys are like, okay, if we don't draft one, we'll sign one of these guys next week. So I can see the two lines being addressed in the later rounds.
We're talking to Brian Costello about the Jets. A huge, huge night for the Jets and the Giants as they are going to select their future NFL quarterback. Mike Garafolo of NFL Media was mentioning that Teddy Bridgewater isn't guaranteed a roster spot, at least until he proves he's healthy. Are they confident he's healthy? When they signed him, was it simply, let's bring him in, hopefully he's healthy? Where's their confidence level on Teddy's health?
Yeah, I compare him to a lottery ticket. You know, that's what I've been writing. He's a lottery ticket. If he doesn't work out, if he's not healthy and he can't play, then they can get rid of him pretty easily. You know, they're paying him, it'll be $1 million by the time the season starts. So it's $500,000 at the beginning at signing, but it's $1 million, you know, if he gets through the workouts and everything. So I think if they can easily move on from him at the end of August if it just doesn't work out. And if he comes in and all of a sudden looks like the Teddy Bridgewater of old, all right, now we hit something. Now we keep him, and then maybe they try to trade McCown. You know, quarterbacks tend to go down in August. There tend to be injuries, and teams looking for quarterbacks. So, you know, I think they feel like they might have options in August, especially if the rookie comes in and plays well, and they feel confident in him at least at the number two spot and possibly starting.
You can't trade McCown. He's going to be the next head coach. I need this guy. I need this guy tutoring the quarterback. What, are you kidding me?
I think it's more likely that McCown is on the roster because look, they gave him $5 million guaranteed.
Come on,
money,
I don't want the head coach anywhere near the quarterback. I don't want the head coach anywhere near the quarterback.
The money usually tells you, you know, what they think, and they gave McCown $5 million. They gave Teddy $500,000. So that tells you the confidence level. I think they're just going to kind of like, so let's take a look and see if Bridgewater can do this. Now we'll find out. You know, May 22nd OTAs begin, and I'm curious to see if Bridgewater is out there. All they have said is he'll be throwing. But that doesn't necessarily mean he'll be out there, you know, running the offense. He might just be throwing on the side or something like that. So we'll get some answers in about a month on Teddy, I think.
Is Christopher Johnson going to, you know, help make this decision at quarterback?
I don't think he's going to have, you know, say, I want this guy or I want this guy. I think he'll listen to them and probably give his 2 cents. But I don't – the impression I get of him is he's not going to be – you know, meddling and pushy on this. I think he'll just kind of be a sounding board for McCagnan and Bowles and, you know, maybe give a little bit of input. He did sit in on some of these meetings in Florham Park with the quarterbacks when they were here. So he got to know these guys. Obviously, it's a major investment for the organization to be taking a franchise quarterback. So the owner has to be on board. But the impression I get is, you know, it's not going to be Jerry Jones situation.
Mm. Now, where will you be? You're not in Dallas, right? You're going to be at the,
no.
Where are you going to be? In the big war room tonight? Where are you going
to be? I'll be in Florham Park, sitting there waiting. And then, right. You know, after they make the pick, they'll come down. Bowles and McCagnan will come down to talk to us.
Do you and Manish Mehta, like, push each other out of the way, you know, to kind of like fight a little bit?
You talk to Mehta?
We talk. Everyone will be there. We'll sit there and we basically watch TV the whole time and wait for it. And then tonight will be quick. Usually it's a little bit longer than this, but we'll sit there and
over early for sure, no doubt.
Yeah, and usually we make these picks in the paper who they're going to take, and a little bit of a point of pride for that. But this year, I mean, everyone kind of knows they're taking a quarterback, and there's only three guys or four guys to choose from.
Who'd you pick again? Who'd you say, Baker
I
Mayfield?
I picked Darnold this morning, yeah.
So you're believing
that
you're
Mayfield's
believing
going one. You're buying that.
I believe it. Yeah, I'm buying it.
Okay.
I mean, it's it's gaining steam.
And you really think the Giants won't take Darnold at two?
I don't. I'm not sure if they go Barkley. I think Barkley, but maybe Chubb, but I don't think they're going quarterback at two.
Okay.
I can't believe, and maybe this just proves Joe right. Maybe, Joe, you're right about this. Because like 9 months ago, we're sitting here, and both of us are going to root for the Jets to win, but I would always say, hey, they're better off losing, even though I'm not going to sit here rooting for them to lose, because you want to get that guy, and that guy appeared to be Sam Darnold. And after all of this, after the Jets won more games than I certainly thought, you were right about it, Joe, after they're picking in a slot not nearly as high as I thought they'd be picking, after making a trade in which you still thought they weren't going to get the guy, you're telling me they're going to end up with this guy?
That's unbelievable.
After all of this, that guy who there's a famous picture of who wore the Sam Darnold Jet jersey to a football game this year.
Stadium.
You're telling me that guy is going to get to keep the jersey, basically?
He wore the Yankee game last year, last summer.
It was a Yankee game. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. No, it's crazy. It'll be crazy if that's the way it works out. And who knows? Like I said, at the top, nobody knows anything. It's all guessing.
That is the most truest statement ever made about the draft. Nobody knows a thing.
We don't know.
You are so dead.
I tweeted out a picture of my 8-year-old son did his mock draft. I tweeted it out. It's going to be as accurate as everybody else. That's what I keep telling him.
Yep. So you're right. Are you coming on tomorrow to recap this?
I think so.
Ernie says yes.
We'll decide. We'll start arguing about when the guy should start, right?
Well, whatever I don't think he should start. I can tell you right now, I don't think he should start right away. I mean, that's me.
No. I agree with you. I think, but we'll see how whoever it is looks in the spring and summer.
That's the thing. Exactly it. That's why, on the surface, I completely agree with the first opinion that Joe had about, I don't want him starting right away. But you got to be open to the fact that if this guy comes in and just outperforms everybody, then he should start right away. If you can earn
Carson
a job.
Wentz.
Carson Wentz, you mentioned Russell Wilson. If you earn the job, then fine, go take it.
Yeah.
Mark Sanchez never
had Bradford. The Eagles had Bradford, and they signed Chase Daniel to a big deal that year. It was like, clearly this guy is sitting. And then he played his way into the job, and they ended up being able to trade Bradford to the Vikings and get a one for him. So.
When Mark Sanchez and Kellen Clemens competed, they weren't competing. Like, we already knew the outcome even before it started. It was a WWE match. We knew it.
Right.
So I think you make him third on the list and say, hey, you want to start? Go prove you're the best. Prove that right now you're the best.
But you really think Sam Darnold will be a Jet at some right around 9 o'clock tonight?
I do think so. That's my best guess. And I emphasize guess. So, I mean, it's just based off of talking to people the last few days. It feels like, there's momentum going toward that now. Maybe John Dorsey just hasn't talked to anybody. There's bad information out there, but it feels like that's the way it's going.
Hmm. Brian, always a pleasure. Enjoy it tonight. All right.
I will. You too.
It doesn't matter. I don't care who they pick. He better be the right guy. That's it. I told you that. That's all that matters to me. I want to see the franchise quarterback for the next 10 to 12 years, and the guy delivers me the Holy Grail. That's the guy I want.
That's the beauty of where we sit. We can be we can say who we like, and we can be wrong, and it doesn't affect
doesn't
us.
Doesn't matter.
McCagnan has to get it right.
Yeah, so that's
a lot of pressure
on this will make you feel good.
Comes down to that.
I got a text from Ira. It's been 50 years. They're due. So there you go. It's got to make you feel good.
No, they're due now. Like they haven't been due for the last 25.
Nah, not those 25.
Yeah, now, yeah. Like the Washington Generals, they're due.
Yeah.
They're due.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Cubbies were due for a very long time. Right. They were overdue. Yeah.
Thank
you, Brian.
See you, Brian.
All right, thanks, guys.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.